street.
How's everybody doing?
Uh-oh.
Dan, how you? How you doing, my man?
Great, Willie.
My peon. How's it going?
Good, Willie.
You trying to get some tonight?
What you talking about?
Frank's wife loves you.
I know she does. She tell me that all the time. She go, Willie, I love you. I say, love you too, Mrs. Pena. Oh, how about this weather, huh? Ain't this something?
Beautiful.
Weather's good.
How the gigs going, Dan, my man, bass player?
Oh, great. Great. I have a couple of weeks off, which is good.
Played bass for a few years.
Yeah.
A couple of little bands, little trios.
Oh, yeah.
I loved it pretty much, but I got into the trumpet. And I like that. Are you making any money playing?
Not a whole lot, no.
Well, you ain't going to make no money. But tell you right now, you make no money. When you play places, do they let people smoke?
It depends on where you are, but most of the time, no.
Yeah, but you smoke, don't you?
I do. That's fine, because I've been in places where they smoke, and it is...
But you smoke.
It's pretty bad, yeah.
You drink alcoholic beverages.
I do not, usually.
Well, you need to start doing that, because you can't be a real musician unless you do. You do cocaine and smoke some joints every once in a while.
Oh sure, that? Yeah. Who doesn't?
You got to do that.
If you're a musician, you have to do that.
Yeah, you got to do that. Young people, we just kidding. we kidding with you. We just kidding. Oh, here come Frank. I got to get going.
Oh, yeah.
Good to see you guys.
See you, Willie.
Yeah. Goodbye. I'll talk to you later.
Good to see you, too, Willie.
Hey, was that Willie?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Willie the Blues Man?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Sorry I didn't have to say hi to him.
You should spend more time with him. He's fascinating.
He is.
Good afternoon. Welcome to the August 26th edition of the Large Morning Show in the afternoon. I think we have a few things to talk about today. Mr. Londoff will join us next hour. If something happened, I didn't really catch it. Either they're having a sale or something.
Something like
a midnight sale.
Cars are flying off the lot or something.
Doorbuster sale.
Doorbuster. Yeah. Glassbuster sale. Yeah. Something like that. So we'll talk to him. We have this this Virginia thing, which I have to tell you, the reporter and the cameraman, I'm very surprised that doesn't happen more, especially when you send a reporter into the middle of that Ferguson-type stuff.
Yep.
Because there are just enough lunatics looking for that opportunity to go out of this world, and people know their names. And a place like that's a great place to do it. There are cameramen everywhere and reporters everywhere, so I think I'll just take one. If I were a reporter and they assigned me to cover the worst of the Ferguson stuff, that's where I might have to find another job.
And before I knew all the details, too, I first thought it was an obsessed fan. You hear that all the time with female reporters and news anchors.
Who maybe spurned him and didn't respond.
Well, not even that. Just somebody that watches them religiously and just becomes
obsessed,
fixated on them, and thinks
if you're fixated on them, and she's a girl, wouldn't you think it would just be love letters? And then when she rejects you,
Well, then you don't get any feedback back, and then it leads you to. But it turned out not to be in this case.
Here's what I said to Peon and Dan before we started here, and I'll toss it out there. What really gripes me is, and I heard it again today, and this happens every time some nut goes off the deep end. They interview a psychologist, they interview somebody who's a criminologist, and they say, weren't there signs? Wasn't there something somebody could do? And let me just help them out with that. The answer is no, there's nothing they could do. Yes, there were signs. But I can tell you right now, and we talked about it before the show, we know easily three people right in this building, at this station, and a couple that used to work here, that if tomorrow we found out they did something crazy, we wouldn't even be shocked. We'd just go,
he was
loose screw.
Yeah, what do you do with
it? But what are we supposed to do about it now? What are we supposed to do? I know a couple of people right now who are and have been for years harboring this hate, and they're so it just builds and builds and builds, and they send out not signs that something's going to happen, but signs that they're mentally unstable and deranged because they're obsessed with somebody or something that happened to them. What are we supposed to do about it? You're going to call the police and go, hey, there's a guy that works with me. He doesn't seem quite right.
Yeah. Can you
Okay, thanks for calling. We'll come and put him in jail.
Can you keep tabs on him 24/7 mm-hmm. for the rest of my life?
There is nothing you can do about crazy people. You can't. Nothing. You can't
predict. No, and that's everybody gets focused on other issues when it comes to violence like that. But the issue should be on mental illness.
Yeah.
That's the base of every one of these stories, not what weapon they use, this and that. It's mental illness, and that's what needs to be. I don't know how you stop it. It seems to be rampant nowadays.
Even so, let's say we do a better job of somehow red flagging people who have a little bit of a mental issue.
Can you lock them? Yeah, what
you
are you
can't
gonna
lock
do?
Them up. What are you going to do? You can't keep them from stealing a gun.
No.
Just because they seem so,
keep them from buying a gun.
But that's what has to change. If you have any sort of significant mental history, yes, but
if you have no history, if you just have the illness and no history,
well, there's no way to know. You're right.
Exactly.
There's no way to know
that.
You can't keep them from buying a gun. What are you going to? You're going to keep everybody from getting a driver's license? Did you think it's a little dangerous? You can't start doing that. They might as well live in the old USSR or something. I mean,
I don't know what
There is no answer. And here's one other thing, and then we'll take some calls and we'll move on. But this little 21-month-old that shot himself, for the life of me, I don't see how a 21-month-old can pull the trigger on most guns that I know, unless somebody left a revolver out with the hammer pulled back.
Oh, is
back.
That this most recent child shooting?
21
the kid
months.
Did it himself.
Yeah. Shot himself.
Yeah.
But last night, I heard multiple people saying, this violence has to stop. I don't think of that as violence. I think of that as irresponsibility, stupidity.
And neglect.
Neglect and ignorance. That's what that is. And the person stupid enough and negligent enough to leave that accessible needs to go straight to prison. That's not violence. That's negligence and stupidity. But they kept going on and on. See, more violence, more of this violence. This is not even in the same category with a guy driving by shooting into a house and killing a little girl. This is somebody who's too stupid to have a gun. I can't wait. I hope we find out if they even had the gun legally. And even if they did, here's a good example. How would you have kept that negligent, stupid, ignorant parent or uncle or whoever it was, how would you have kept him from buying that gun? Based on what? You can't do it.
Exactly.
It's like you can't
ignorance
keep somebody from driving a car who's going to get drunk and drive it. You can't deny a driver's license to somebody. What, do you got a questionnaire that says, do you drink alcohol sometimes to excess? Yes. You can't have a driver's license. You can't do that. And that's a far bigger killer. Far bigger than any nut with a gun is drunk drivers. The numbers are 30, 40 times what they are for people who shoot people. So I don't think there is a way to prevent. What I think there is a way to stop giving these nuts what they're looking for, and that is worldwide notoriety. Their name, you know, they go out with this idea that if I go down, everybody's going to know who I am. We need to start putting stories on a man who we will not identify, a nut, shot a reporter, and that's the story. And whoever watches it who's crazy, he's going to sit there going, "Dow, crap, if I do that, they won't even know who I am."
Oh, yeah, that's what they'll do now in the next 24 hours.
And this guy knew everybody.
Delve into every corner.
He knew everybody to know who he is. And that's what they want. They want to be famous, infamous, whatever you want to call it. I've never quite understood. Infamous is a bad thing. You're famous, but you're famous for being bad, right? Infamous is not a good thing.
Yes. Yeah. Famous for something.
So I'll tell you what we'll do. Let me do one first bit of business, and we'll take an early break, and that'll give us plenty of time to come back and take some calls and talk. This is Wednesday, which means about 4:15, Dr. Doug Pernikoff will join us. So if you have a pet, you might want to start thinking about calling and asking. You folks that are calling right now, if you please be patient, let me do a break so that I can have time to talk to a lot of you, because that's what I like. I like to get the business out of the way, and then we have a big block where we can chat. First Community Credit Union is easy for me to talk about, because I've banked there now for 7 or 8 years, something like that. Haven't banked anywhere else. Don't do any banking anywhere else. Do all my banking there. Checking, savings, loan, business loan even at one time. And I'm inviting you to do the same thing. It's a credit union, which essentially is a place to bank. They were established so that select people who worked at specific places years ago could have easier access to better rates and quicker acceptance when they applied for loans. Can I help anybody here? Are we? What are we doing here? What are we doing? What are we doing?
What's that? We're good.
What are we doing here?
We're just fixing an issue.
Okay, can we fix it like when we take a break or something? First Community Credit Union is it's a banking facility. So anything you do with your bank or want to do with your bank, you can do with First Community. So I'm inviting you to close your accounts and move everything to First Community. They're not going to be happy at your old bank, and they're going to beg and plead. Well, is there anything we can do? No, there's not. You can turn into and become First Community Credit Union. That's what you can do. Well, they can't do that. And it's not just about the popcorn or the popsicles when it's hot. It's about service. It's about rates, competitive rates. It is First Community Credit Union, and there is a reason. It is the largest credit union in the St. Louis area with 41 locations. You can stop in any one and find out more or go to firstcommunity.com.
The Nestle Carina Radiothon on KTRS in support of the St. Louis Men's Group Against Cancer was a huge success. The final total is now, wait for it, hold on, wait for it, it's even more than we originally thought. $46,775, making this the best year we've ever had in raising money for this worthy cause. From our sponsors and all of us at KTRS, we'd like to say thank you for your generous support.
Meet me.
All right, let's get a check on traffic right now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, Dan, looks like we've got some stop-and-go traffic on westbound 40, and it's at the usual spot, Science Center through McCausland. It's a little bit heavy from Spady out through Mason. Eastbound 270 looks really well, and now on southbound 270, we're slowing just a little bit north of Highway 40 down to the Clayton Road overpass, and then from Manchester down through Doherty Ferry. And this traffic report brought to you by Firestone Complete Auto Care. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $10 off any oil change. Visit driveoffirestone.com or a C-store for full details. Details. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
If you've dreamed about transforming your home, nothing makes a bigger impact than new Marvin Windows and Doors. Choose from beautiful handcrafted solutions that both inspire and excite. Windows that frame more than a view. Patio doors that blur the line between inside and out. Energy efficient options that enhance your comfort. Small details that make a big difference. Marvin is a family-owned American company with a heritage of craftsmanship and innovative products that make unforgettable impressions. Choose from Marvin's virtually unlimited selection of styles, shapes, and sizes. Your local independent Marvin dealer is the window and door expert that will help you explore all the possibilities so you can bring your vision to life. Dream big. Marvin Windows and Doors, built around you.
Find inspiration at Fisher Window and Door, your local Marvin dealer in Brentwood, or at fisherwindow.com, and find the perfect solution for your project. Marvin Windows and Doors, built around you.
Do you use a CPAP device for sleep apnea? Are you tired of dragging your bulky in-home device everywhere you travel? Then you need to know about Transcend, the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It lets you sleep in total comfort anywhere you go. And right now, you can try it risk-free for 21 days by calling 1-800-500-6720. Transcend from MiniCPAP.com is as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. For even more freedom, you can add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can sleep comfortably even while flying. Transcend is our smallest, lightest, and most portable mini CPAP design ever, offering all the performance of a bulky standard in-home device. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably. Call MiniCPAP.com now for your 21-day in-home trial. 1-800-500-6720. Again, that's 1-800-500-6720.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
What could be worse than thinking about your own death? Well, try thinking about what would happen to your family if you died without life insurance. Picture them having to sell the house, the car, maybe even priceless family heirlooms, just to survive without you. Now, think about how easily and affordably AIG Direct could help you protect your family. With $250,000 of term life coverage for just $14 a month. Call now for a free no-obligation quote. 1-800-400-4807. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how much we could save you. It takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. So protect your peace of mind by calling AIG Direct now. 1-800-400-4807. That's 1-800-400-4807. 1-800-400-4807.
Are you a sugar addict? If your body's cravings for sugary food are stronger than your willpower, call now for a free trial of Nubiotics, the breakthrough that actually reduces sugar cravings. Call 1-800-600-1283. Research indicates that sugar can be just as addictive as cocaine and more dangerous than you ever thought. It increases your risk of cancer, heart disease, diabetes, high blood pressure, not to mention weight gain and obesity. Nubiotics is scientifically formulated to help you break free from sugar addiction. And best of all, they're giving away free trials to the first 100 callers right now. Call 1-800-600-1283. But supplies are limited, so there's a strict limit of only one per household. Don't let sugar addiction put your life at risk. Nubiotics is your chance to break free the healthy and natural way. But hurry, be one of the first 100 callers right now for your free trial of Nubiotics. 1-800-600-1283. Call now for details. 1-800-600-1283.
CoolDownSt.Louis.org has been helping thousands of seniors, physically disabled, and low-income people for 15 years. I'm Chair Melanie DeLeo, and there's nothing to celebrate if one senior dies because they refuse to turn on their air.
Reverend Earl Nance here. It's important that you check on your neighbors or have them call 241-7668. And you can ensure their safety by also making an online donation at CoolDownSt.Louis.org.
Whatever you do, don't turn off the air. Pay something on your bill monthly.
It's CoolDownSt.Louis.org.
Hi, I'm Dr. Dan Gagliotti.
And I'm Dr. Nick Barnes.
Tune in to the Maximize Living Radio Show Saturday at 4 p.m. and Sunday morning at 7 a.m. to maximize your life.
Right here on the Big 550 KTRS.
Listen each week to the Financial Safari with local retirement coach Jerry Means. Jerry says the best place to start when putting together a plan is to have the right definition of diversifying.
We have a lot of people come in. They do own small cap, mid cap, large cap, but they have all their money in stocks, and we think you should diversify among stocks, bonds, mutual funds, annuities. You know, it all boils down to the fact that all of the pieces of the financial puzzle need to fit together.
That's the Financial Safari, Sunday mornings at 10 on the Big 550 KTRS.
Letta Maria, B.W. Stevenson.
Last night,
if it's the original,
or R.B. Greaves.
R.B. Greaves, you're right. No, you're right. R.B. Greaves. I had half of it right. It's not an apology, but it's an explanation to those of you who are listening who heard me in the middle of what I was doing. Just go, what are we doing? What's going on? That's not good radio. I shouldn't have done that. But I had no other way of putting an end to disruption in the middle of the studio when we're trying to do a show. So that's what that was all about. Phones are lit up, and we'll take more lights. 314-969-KTRS, which is 969-5877 or 888-550-KTRS. Anything you want to talk about, we're here. We were discussing the 21-month-old shooting, I think it was a little boy, shot himself, and how that's not necessarily, that's violence. It really is negligence, stupidity, and ignorance.
But aren't... And I'm not a gun person at all, but aren't triggers really
they're very unless the gun has been customized to have like a 2-pound trigger pull, they're rather difficult to pull, and I don't think most 21-month-olds can do it. What probably happened was it could have been a couple of things. It could have been a gun that was modified for an easier trigger pull, or it could have been a revolver with a hammer pull back. When you pull the hammer back, a trigger pull is much lighter. It's much easier to fire than if the hammer is down. So it could have been a number of things. Could have been a cheap gun that they're much easier sometimes to fire. I don't know. I wasn't there. It's horrible. And whoever owned that gun, legally or otherwise, should go right to jail. 314-969-KTRS, 888-550-KTRS. Hello, Steve. How are you?
Hi, Frank. How you do? I'm AM in the PM.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. I got a quick, easy question for you, and hopefully you or Ian has an answer to this.
It's obvious you don't think Dan's very smart. You said
he already asked me.
Oh, and you didn't know. Well, no, then we probably will, Peon. Go ahead, Steve.
I pray for Dan every day.
Well, we all do.
Thanks, Steve.
We all do.
I've listened to thousands of your shows, and usually it's a tail end because I get off of work late.
That's the best part.
I know, it is. It's great. And I have a shower radio in my shower, and I'm taking a shower, and then always at the end of the show, you have your goodbyes, good nights, and I know you've gone through these several times of what each goodbye and each one show came from or a movie or whatever.
Right.
And there's one, it's after Good Night, Ladies, Good Night, Sergeants, and I think it's Clint Eastwood. What does he say? I listened to that. I had soap in my eyes.
Peon already knows the answer. What is it?
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
You dudes get lost now.
Yeah, you dudes get lost now, you hear?
Say that one more time.
You dudes get lost now, you hear?
All right. That's a tough one to hear out on the radio.
Well, not many people have said they couldn't hear it. You probably have the same kind of hearing I do. I can't hear squat anymore. And
wait,
I watch TV with my wife.
Right ear.
I watch TV with my wife. I go, what'd they say? She hears every single syllable. I don't hear S's or high pitches, and so a lot of TV sounds like John Hadley's talking.
Plus, you have the shower going.
Yeah, you're in the shower. Maybe other stuff. Hey, why are you taking a shower at 4 or 5 o'clock in the afternoon or 5:30?
Oh, I'm getting ready for the next day.
At 5:30, you work at night?
Well, no. I take my shower and get everything done and then hit the hay. You know, I got to get up early.
What time do you get up?
Oh, about 4 o'clock.
Hey, for 15 years, I got up at 4:30. Do you hate it? I hated it.
I curse the alarm every time it goes off.
Oh, my goodness. I asked Dan how many days I was late when I got up. It was supposed to be on at 6:10. I'm still not at the station.
He did his first break on the phone.
I would do a lot of first breaks from the phone and make up stories about being in wrecks or fires or tornadoes.
Or rescuing someone.
Because I would look at the clock and I'd think, oh, just 10 more minutes. And the next time I woke up, it's 5:45. And then there's that horrible rush of jump up, halfway brush your teeth, spit the water out, run out the door, start the car. It's cold in the winter. And you feel
panicked
like
and
crap
rushed. And
because you're not fresh, you're thinking, oh my goodness, I gotta get there, So you're speeding, hope you don't get a ticket on the way. It's horrible. I don't know how you do it. I did it 15 years and I hate it every morning.
Wait a minute, you made up those stories?
Yeah, well, no, not all of them. The hero stories were true.
Oh,
like when I saved the family on the way to work, those were true.
Well, you got good strong legs because you did a lot of tap dancing.
I sure did.
Huh?
And they're worn out now, by the way. So now you know it's you dudes get lost now, you hear?
Thank you very much.
All right, Steve, thanks for listening.
Take care, buddy.
How about this? A guy who, even in the shower, will not miss
a
minute. That's loyalty.
And that bothered him, too.
That's dedication. Ruth, how are you?
Yeah, fine, Frank. Thanks.
What can we do for you?
About the mental health issues. Now, I'm no expert, and I don't have anybody that is in that position.
Well, not that you know of.
Here's what I want to tell you. The liberal do-gooders years ago got laws passed where you could not confine someone unless that person agrees to it. And so often I would read about families that would say, I tried so hard to get help to get him confined, but I couldn't do it because he wasn't willing, you know.
Okay, but I got to tell you, Ruth, that's a very tough thing to figure out how to resolve, because if you allow people to commit somebody they think should be committed, then you're going to have abuse of children abusing their elderly parents when maybe the elderly parent is really capable and maybe isn't incompetent, but the law says I can have them committed with or without their okay. The problem with having to have their okay is that a crazy person is never going to go, yeah, you're right, I'm crazy, put me in there.
But there is,
it's a problem.
There is something that you can do if you know this person, and some people would probably abuse that too and lie, but if you know this person is going to do harm to someone or themselves, and usually it's themselves, you can have them put away for 72 hours.
Is that a 5150 hold? Don't they have something like that?
I don't know, but it is a 72-hour hold.
But what Ruth's talking, and that's true, but what Ruth's saying is, and I understand what you're saying, that unless they agree to it, but think about the other side of that. That
right.
If that weren't the case, you'd have people abusing older people, having them committed, getting the power of attorney, taking their money. It's a tough one.
It's a real tough one. It's a two-edged sword.
Yeah, I think what has to happen is this business about psychiatrist confidentiality has to change to a small degree. In other words, if a psychiatrist knows for a fact that his patient is thinking seriously about killing somebody, they need to be able to go to the authorities and say, here's a patient I have you might want to watch and keep an eye on. And not to the rest of the world, not to their employer. If they do that, they go to jail. That's against the law. But they need to be able to just notify law enforcement.
Right.
That this person is got some issues and unstable and could be dangerous. But even then, what's the police going to do? You can't lock him up because, watch out, he may be dangerous.
You can't have officers following them around all day, every day.
It's too late by the time something happens. So even then, you know, and you can't just, if you locked up everybody or committed everybody that was weird, half this radio station would be gone.
it'd be off the air.
It'd be empty, including a couple of us.
And Frank, I have a question, but it's not related to that.
That's
I don't know if anybody there can answer it.
Oh, we probably can because we know just about everything. What's your question?
In the city or in the area of St. Louis, do we or do we not have a police commissioner? I have never heard of a police commissioner here speaking or stating the problems.
I don't think we have a single commissioner like when you watch Tom Selleck on Blue Bloods.
Right.
We have a board of police commissioners.
I wonder why we don't have one.
Did you know that we have a St. Louis City Sheriff? Did you know there's a sheriff of the city of St. Louis?
Oh, yeah. One of his deputies live right around the corner from me.
And he never arrests anybody. He's not a sheriff the way we think of a sheriff.
Right.
When I think of sheriff, I think of, you know, Andy Griffith.
They serve subpoenas.
It's paperwork. It's a paperwork job.
Yeah, right.
And how humiliating. If I'm the sheriff, I want to pull somebody over. I don't want to go taking a stack of papers to the courthouse.
Why do you think we don't have a police commissioner?
Well, I think a lot of municipalities, townships, cities don't have a single commissioner. They have a board of police commissioners. They have a I don't know the answers to why some do and some don't, but unless somebody tells us otherwise, I think you're right. I don't think we have a single police commissioner, and I don't know why some towns do and some don't.
The big cities had them, like even Baltimore. I know they're having lots of trouble too, but they've got a police commissioner, and in California, Los Angeles has one.
Well, somebody will call with the answer to that.
Okay, thank you.
And by
very
the way,
much.
By the way, if we do have one, he needs to get a new PR person because we don't know who he is.
Absolutely.
None of us.
Absolutely.
All right, thank you, Ruth.
Would the commissioner be over city and the county? Then?
No, two separate entities: county police, city police. Just like each one has a chief.
Yeah.
You know, John Belmer is the county chief.
Yeah, and Sam Dotson.
Dotson is the city chief. Let's go to Pete. No, it's not Pete. It's somebody else. Hang on, I hit the wrong button here. Let me get this one. This one's Pete. Hello, Pete. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Great. What's going on?
Okay, I was on watching news this morning, or last night. I can't remember which one. But Alyssa was talking to the black, bald-headed guy that's for the safety of the city.
You mean Ferguson? Pete? What happened?
I don't know.
Pete lost his signal.
Yep.
Oh, shoot. Are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. What happened?
I don't know what you dropped out on us. You said something on TV and a bald-headed guy, and that's all I got.
Okay, the bald-headed black guy is saying for the families in the city that he's a pastor or whatever.
Yeah.
But he was talking to Alyssa last night on the news or this morning, I can't remember, whichever, to show the story. And he was saying that everybody in North St. Louis, they're all victims. Even the shooters are victims because they were deprived of good education and their dads weren't living with them.
No.
Everybody's a victim.
No, that's BS.
I know, yeah.
I don't know why you give the microphone or the camera to a guy like that. I don't know. See, that's part of the problem, too. We give the spotlight to people who say things that make no sense. It's impossible for everybody to be a victim. That's impossible.
Yeah, well, he said a lot of good stuff. That's the part that...
Well, broadcast the good stuff and edit out that other crap.
Yeah, and that's what you hear is, oh, they're all a victim because they didn't get educated, they didn't have a father. There's a lot of single people raising kids,
I'll go back. I'm sorry, what's this guy's name? Pete?
Yes.
I'll go back to my number one example of how being poor and a victim of all kinds of bad things doesn't mean you're going to end up dead or in jail. And it's Oprah Winfrey, born poor, dirt poor, raped at 14, had everything in the world going against her. She's a billionaire. Okay? She found a way around it. It can be done.
Yes, sir.
All right. Thank you, Pete.
Hey, Frank. Love you guys.
We love you more, not in a sexual way. All right. What happened to his name on the screen? I lost
it. When it dropped and got picked back up, it deleted it.
Tell everybody you're sorry.
I didn't.
Well, take the heat.
All right,
take
I'm sorry.
See, that's courage.
I thought I'm supposed to do this.
No, I won't pee on it because you've lost. We're given, at the beginning of the year, so many demerits. You've used all of yours up.
Oh.
Yeah, and if you get any more, you have to be terminated. So
I used all mine up in January?
Yes. So you got to wait till next January to start over. This would be Dan. Hello, Dan.
Hey, AM and PM.
Thank you very much. Hallelujah. What can we do for you?
You're talking about, psychologically, what's wrong with some people.
Yep.
We can't and we'll never know, what goes through their mind. And you're right. I mean, if they visit a psychologist, they know what's going through their minds. And I agree. I mean,
they act like on TV, though, these reporters, they interview people, and they act like we need to find a way to stop these people. Well, what is that way going to be? That's impossible. It's impossible. And you're right. Right now, there are hundreds of thousands of people who regularly visit a therapist, a psychologist, and they have serious issues. A handful of them are going to do what this nut did.
You can't
go to everybody that's visiting a psychiatrist and follow them or lock them up, or you can't do that.
But, and then you have the millions that are not going to a therapist.
And they're crazy, too.
Just, yes. So, I don't know.
It's ridiculous talk. It just is. We got to stop giving them headlines. We have to stop publishing their names. We have to stop giving them what they really want, and that is to go out of this world with everybody knowing who they are.
That's what, yeah, this right, guy today.
If you really look at it, they're lost individuals that they have no sense of reality.
Okay, but you also have to look at the fact that in almost every one of these cases, whether it's Columbine or the theater shooting or this nut to this morning, they leave these manifestos. They want the world to know who they are. Let's not give them that. Let's give everybody every piece of the news except the name of the nut.
Well, I mean, you're part of it, Frank. So, I mean, you're media and
absolutely
everybody else.
Well, I'm not personally part of it. I don't sit here and decide what we put on the news. We had something on our website the other day that absolutely infuriated me. I went to our website and I read the headline of this young black man, this thug who pulled a gun on the cop and got shot. And our headline on the KTRS website said, autopsy shows young man was shot in the back. That was the headline. Almost as if, well, this poor kid. Well, sometimes you get shot in the back when you're a thug with a gun.
Right. You get shot in the back because maybe you're running from the cop toward somebody else to shoot. That was taken off, correct?
Now, I have no control over it. I didn't go look at it again. I was so mad. I didn't even call the station because I have nothing to do with it, and they don't listen to me anyway. But I did not like. How about this? What if it shows, what if they said, young man who tried to kill police officer, autopsy shows, was shot in the back. Okay? Now, at least we include the fact that he was dangerous.
Correct.
If I'm a cop and you shoot at me and then you turn away and I think you're pointing a gun to shoot at someone else, I'm going to shoot you in the back.
Well, who's to say you can't shoot over your shoulder while you're running away? I mean,
of course you can. That's not right. The headline and shouldn't be the headline.
I know. This happened a long time ago, but when I was probably 20 years old, I was in Chicago, Russian division,
okay,
where Mother's was.
Okay.
And I'm 22 years old, a kid from St. Louis, and I'm sitting against a police car. And a cop comes up to me and goes, "Get off my car." I said, "Oh, yes, sir." And I walk away from that. And then all of a sudden, there's two other guys, and they're just leaning against the car. and the cop comes up, hey, get off my car. What are you going to do about it?
Yeah, see, that's our problem. Right. You comply. Non-compliance.
I said, yes, sir. No, sir.
And by the way, non-compliance is the single biggest reason most of this crap happens. Stop where you are. Put your hands where I can see. It's a simple command. Just do it. Yeah. Step out of the car. Do it.
My hands are out of the car. You know.
Go stand over there. Go sit over there. Just do it.
Well, and that's also, you know, I mean, it has to be a point of, you know, being brought up. And this is what you do.
All right, Dan, we got to run. Thank you for the call.
All right, man.
All right, bye-bye. He forgot to say I love you like that other guy.
Yeah.
The other guy loved us. All right. I take a break. We're going to do more of this. Dr. Doug's in after the news. We've got a lot of time to talk or play or whatever you want to do. Schaefer has a C in it. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. They're in the auto body business. Not sure why it was ever called auto body. It seems to me like early on there would have been a better way. But auto repair would imply fixing engine. So I guess there's no other choice. It's the body of the car. So I guess that's the best thing you can do is auto body work. And that's what they do. But I'm sure a lot of people go to a body shop and they get the vehicle back. It looks great. And that's good. They get a score of maybe 100. But that's based on just doing great body work. How about this? How about a place that not only does perfect body work, but goes far above and beyond what other people do in terms of making that whole process easy and less traumatic, like working with an insurance company, helping you understand what your coverage is, taking you home, picking you up, getting the vehicle if it's not drivable, bringing it to you if they have to, getting you the rental car, picking up the rental, whatever it takes to make all of this as easy as possible. That's what Schaefer does. And that's why people love Schaefer, and that's why they tell their insurance companies when they're in an accident, this vehicle is going to Schaefer. And you have the right to do that, and you probably won't have to be very forceful about it, because more than likely the insurance company wants it to go there too. It's one of the top two or three body shop names on their list, probably number one. S-C-H-A-E-F-E-R. There are 9 locations, and very soon there will be 10. And I'll tell you more about that later. Schaefer Auto Body Centers.
Meet me.
Let's check traffic now. Here's Tim Weiland.
All right, we've got northbound 55, that right lane slowing from Park up to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 40, you're heavy. Looks like right around Busch Stadium to the Poplar, but that'll be building gradually here shortly. And then on westbound 40, you're stop and go from Kings Highway through McCausland. Slow pockets from Clayton Morrison out through Mason. We have eastbound 270 now. Traffic is slowing east of McDonald through New Florissant. And then on southbound 270, some stop and go traffic from Page down through Ladue, and then slow traffic from Highway 40 down past Manchester. And this traffic report brought to you by Farmers Insurance. As if you don't endure enough on the road, you may also be driving with gaps in your insurance. At Farmers, they're out to help you close those gaps so no one falls victim to them again. Talk to a Farmers agent today. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland of the Big 550 KTRS.
This is the Big 550 KTRS.
Streaming live at KTRS.com.
Depend on it.
Hey, it's your old friend Steve Cochran with my old friend on the phone. Well, Steve, there's a lot of scary statistics we could still cite when it comes to home ownership. You know, there's the Wall Street economy, and then there's the real people economy for the rest of us. And we know that at least 1 in 4 properties in our area is severely upside down, which brings us to short sales. It's a complicated process. You need to work with the best. The best is St. Louis Home Retention Group.
Yeah, Steve, what we do in every case like that is we're going to review somebody for loan modification, and we're going to give them the best opportunity to keep that home. A lot of people are looking at their home saying, look, I don't want to pay a $100,000 mortgage on a property that's worth $50,000. There is a way out, but again, you need it handled by professionals, licensed realtors, which we have on our team, loss mitigation specialists who are going to take care and mitigate the program with your bank to make sure that you get out without any legal or financial responsibility.
Make the phone call to the St. Louis Home Retention Group, 636-527-5121, stlouishometretentiongroup.com.
Good afternoon. Nick Scalfano here from Furniture
Furniture Marketplace USA. My family and I invite you to our four-year-old furniture store in Fenton. We are all about selling affordable USA-made furniture. In fact, over 95% of our showroom is American-made. You'll find USA brands like Serta, Broyhill, Von Bassett, also Solid Woods, Amish Built, and some Missouri-made furniture that's some of the best I've seen in my 40 years in this business. Good quality, USA-made, that's affordable, that's us. Furniture Marketplace, online at yourfurnituremarketplace.com.
How many companies can trace their roots back to the 1904 World's Fair in Forest Park? Renoco Coffee Can and our headquarters and roasting plant are still located in the heart of St. Louis. We have grown with this city, and today, with thousands of customers in the region, our passion is serving those who serve our products.
Looking to try a new local restaurant?
Search Kuna Foods' new dining website, bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com. Like them on Facebook. That's bestrestaurantsinst.louis.com.
That was awkward.
That was awkward.
Tell everybody who's fault that was. What's your name?
My name is...
Couldn't hear you, what?
Yeah.
Okay,
that was me!
Now, that's a demerit for you. You got a demerit. I have no demerits because I'm the guy that issues them. So I have none.
That's funny how that works.
Yeah, thank goodness it wasn't me.
I think
me.
It's great. Well, you'd be out of here.
I might have demerits.
Yeah. Time for a couple of quick calls here. I see that Brenda is right here. Brenda, how are you?
I'm good. How are you, Frank?
I'm good as well. What can we do for you?
Well, I'm concerned with your safety. And well, by the way, I'm AM and the PM.
Well, thank you. Now, why would you be concerned with my safety?
Well, after that joke the other day and that woman that called in stating, I know you, Frank. I've seen you dance. No. I've talked to you many a time. Let's hope she don't own a gun.
You know what? She's as harmless can be. She's a coward who probably hid behind a fake name. No email from her. If she knew me, she would have emailed me and said, let me explain how I know you. I met you this year. We've known each other. Blah, 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 blah. We went to school together. Nothing. It's over. She loses. We win. And by the way, I almost brought a bunch of emails in from people just, I mean, really saying some very horrible things about her and the fact she took issue with that joke, but I decided not to read them. So, no, you don't have to, that's the one person I'm not concerned about, but thank you.
Right, yeah, and then another thing on the, how old did you say the boy was that shot himself?
21 months.
21 months. Makes you wonder if maybe he hasn't been playing, you know, with guns anyways.
Well, and even if he has, it's okay to play. If you want to play with a gun, you bought a Cracker Barrel. It's a plastic
right.
gun. My little grandson has water guns. They still make water guns that look just like guns, and they shoot water. And my grandson is only 4 months older than that, and he has water guns. But he's not going to pick up a real gun because he's not going to have the opportunity to pick one up. Because my son, who has guns, I've been to his house, and we've discussed this. I said, you have a child now. And he showed me where his guns are and that they were locked and accessible quickly only to him. And when my grandson comes to my house, there are three guns that I move from where they normally are to another place he can't get to them.
Correct. That's what I'm saying, because you know how parents are nowadays? They're gangsters, so they think, oh, it's cute. Let our two-year-old hold a real gun, you know.
Yeah, well.
So a lot of it lays in the parents' lap, neglect.
I think it all does. At that age, it all does.
Yes, I believe that. Okay, guys, you have a great day.
Thank you, Brenda.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Brenda, making sense. Here's Michael. Hello, Michael.
Hi, how are you? I'm AM and the PM also.
Thank you. Hallelujah. What's going on?
But I wanted to bring something to your attention. You might be very interested in. You know all the lies and distortion that has come out of Ferguson.
Right.
Those people trying to make a martyr out of a thug that tried to kill a police officer, a strong arm robbery, and so forth.
Yeah.
But there's a lady that just came out. Her name is Peggy
Hubbard. I've seen her. I've watched her about 5 times now.
Oh, you got the video.
No, I watched it about 4 days ago. Peggy Hubbard.
On YouTube. On the Ferguson protesters.
Right.
Go to that and you'll see it. It's excellent. It's just, I didn't think there was any more honest people around. She should be governor of this state.
I love Peggy Hubbard. I do wish Peggy Hubbard in her original video had cleaned the language up a little, but here's the deal.
Well.
No, hang on. Let me tell you what. I think there's a certain element. You have to speak a certain way, too, or they're not going to get the message, all right? And she's speaking
right.
the language of the people. I think she almost had to use that language to get them to understand that she meant business. And I, I thoroughly enjoyed Peggy Hubbard's video.
Oh, and she turned in her own son. She's a very honest lady, and she deserves a lot of credit and a lot of respect.
Yeah, I agree.
If she was running for any office, I'd donate $1,000 right off.
All right, Michael. Thank you.
Thank you.
Anybody who wants to know what he's talking about, if you go to YouTube and just type in Peggy Hubbard, you'll see it. She uses very strong language, but she makes some, I think, very good points. And she's had 9 million hits. I looked at some of the postings responding to her, and I could only find one that didn't like what she said. And it was from a young black man. Every other posting, black, white, people who went on YouTube, you go Peggy, you go Peggy. And she said what a lot of people, I think, have wanted to hear somebody say. But it has to come from somebody. What she said has to come from somebody in the black community. It has to. Otherwise, it's going to be ineffective. And I would love to see that same message come from somebody that these young punk thugs look up to. But you're not going to hear it from 50 Cent or a Snoop Dogg, because they're the very ones that are glorifying this thug life. They're not going to all of a sudden, you know, do an about face and go, all right, forget all the things that we had in our videos that you paid us so much money for. We don't want you doing that anymore. American Equity Mortgage. I'll start the number, and you out there in your cars, which is where most of you are, you finish it. 314-878. I can almost hear you. You said 99.99. That's exactly right. The important part of that is 878. Because there's some other 99.99s. There's some 98.88s, 98.98s, 80. A lot of people who come very close to the American Equity phone number because they want you to think they're American Equity. They're not. American Equity has been around a little over 23 years. They've helped lots of people become homeowners for the first time, second time, third time. And they've helped thousands and thousands of people get out of bad debt by using the equity in their homes. Whether your mortgage is with them or not, you're a homeowner, they will show you how to use the equity to get out of bad debt. The best example of bad debt, credit card debt. Your credit card is a lending device. You're borrowing money. You are taking out a loan when you use your credit card. Now, if you don't pay it back right away, then there's interest, and it's hefty interest. You don't want to do that. You don't want to make minimum payments every month. They'll show you how to do it, and they'll show you fast. They've been at this for a while. No matter what your credit is, they'll show you how we can make it work if you're a homeowner. Take advantage of that equity. AmericanEquity.com online or 314-878-9999. When we come back after